Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Pacheco remains the back, and Minshew to the air. And deep, and intercepted! It's picked off! Derwin James gets it!
Yeah, I think just what you said, he'll attack it. Just like he does everything else. There have been some pretty good quarterbacks that have had the same injuries, and they've done pretty well after they came back. So he'll get after it, and he's got good people here to rehab him. And again, he'll be right on top of all that.
So you heard Kevin Harlan with the call, and yes, Gardner Minshew threw the pass that was intercepted by Derwin James. They were in field goal range with a chance to tie that game, but they were going for the win, and he throws the pick. And then Andy Reid mentions the reason Gardner Minshew's in the game is because Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL. He's waiting to find.
And Mahomes threw a pick himself
A bad pick. Yeah. The Chiefs aren't good, and they only scored 13 points in this football game. They had the lead early, but they let the Chargers hang around, and Chargers eventually took the lead and won 16-13. But that's all overshadowed by the fact that, A, the Chiefs will not be in the playoffs for the first time in forever, and B, Patrick Mahomes is going to be out a while.
Well, I think this begs some questions about the Chiefs. And every year in this league, there's a surprise. There's somebody who gets hired who nobody thought's getting hired. There's somebody who decides to retire or quit or take a hiatus that we didn't see coming. You know, last year you could say, well, it wasn't so much in the NFL. And that's true, but Bill Belichick went to freaking Chapel Hill. So, like, I'll count that.
Chapel Bill.
There is a part of me that does now wonder if Andy Reid sits down with his wife, sits down with his doctors, and they say, you know what? Big Red, when you left Jeffrey's office in Philadelphia for the last time and you walked out of that stadium for the last time, if we told you this is how the next 12 years or whatever of your career is going to go, and you're going to now not be remembered as the guy who lost all those NFC championship games, but the guy who won all those Lombardi trophies.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have taken it? And all the sacrifices you've made and all the tragedies, and I don't use that word lightly, that you and your family have endured with your kids. Is this not the football god saying, hey, you know how you thought all those years Dave Tobe should have got a job somewhere else or Spag should have got a second chance? Is this now not the time to do it? Because that roster needs a lot of work. And, like, Mahomes coming back. This isn't Brady tearing it midseason or somebody getting hurt week one.
Brady was week one.
Pollard.
I don't know who I'm thinking of midseason. But, like, he's not gonna come back till the second half of next year, and he's not going to be right.
Wentz was
Won't be right until the second half of 2027.
Wentz was late, and did Foles end up taking him to the Super Bowl? Remember, yes. Wentz was going to win the
Wentz
MVP.
Wentz is the one I'm thinking of. That was like week 12, week 13. I just wonder, if he doesn't say something to Clark Hunt at some point before the combine, like, look, I'll be around here. I'll stay in a consulting capacity or something, but we're a little ways away, and let's give somebody else a shot. I wouldn't think it would be Nagy, but like
give it to Spags.
I wonder if this is going to be the time where he says this was as good as it was going to get.
Well, and to add to that, Jason, Mahomes is not going to be Mahomes when he comes back.
Well, he's not going to be ready for the start of the season either.
Totally. When he comes back in 2026. But you said it, the roster's not very good. No. And to add to that, right now, they're $44 million over the cap.
And Kelsey's so probably retiring.
Jones is gone. Kelsey's
gone.
They're
going to have to do a lot of gymnastics.
They need to draft more offensive linemen. None of the receivers are back except for Rice, and I don't really quite know exactly what he is post-injury and suspension. He'll probably be fine. They need a number one deep receiver. Like, Rice does a lot of things there. They need to take the top off guy. They need a tight end. They need multiple offensive linemen. They need multiple D tackles. Mm-hmm. They need multiple edge.
I'll say this, though, Jason. They're stuck with Chris Jones. He's got $35 million fully guaranteed next year. He's not walking away from that.
Maybe they have to buy him out. I don't know. But he's not. He's a rotational squad guy at this point in time.
Totally, but he's not like, turning down that
he's
money.
He's Calais Campbell now.
Yeah. Like,
what 30 snaps can we get out of him? 20 snaps can we get out of him? How do we maximize that return? We can't build our D-line around him. Knowing him a little bit, and he's put this off for so long. I don't know how this wouldn't be. And it's not like, oh, he'd be quitting on them. I mean, the guys had two Hall of Fame careers.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't begrudge him.
Yeah, let's think anyone say quitting.
Let's stay in the 4 o'clock window. A wild game in Denver where the Broncos come back to beat the Packers. And here's the game sealing sack.
Packers have got to have it. Not going to get a pass away. The Orange Rush able to take him down.
Of course, obviously a good win against a good opponent. You know, we knew, well, I guess I wouldn't say we knew. It's hard to predict how that game's going to unfold. I thought our crowd was outstanding. You know, we got penalties because of it. The atmosphere was fantastic. I thought our defense in the second half rebooted. You know, it's a good offense we were playing. I felt we were the better offense tonight. I felt we were the better offense. No sacks. I thought Bo had one of his better games. Yeah. I thought we blocked him well. Just so much to digest with the wins.
Bo Nix, 302 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, no picks. He was great yesterday.
He outplayed Jordan Love. Look, one of the reasons I've been so bullish on Denver, and I say it all the time, people like coming out of the AFC, they generate a ton of pressure without selling out to do it, and you don't touch their quarterback. They have the best sack differential in the NFL, and it's not close. It's a historically significant sack differential. And the sacks don't all come from one or two guys where it's like, well, if that guy gets hurt, what happens? It comes from all over. But look, this game changed when Micah Parsons got hurt.
Yes,
I mean, that sucked the life out of the Packers. Like this, that was a kick in the cojones.
Yeah, Parsons torn ACL. You had Mahomes torn ACL, and it looks like Davante Adams had a severe hamstring injury. Some major injuries yesterday from big name players.
Yeah, these were two Super Bowl contenders trading blows, and then the Parsons thing happened, and I just think it really shook Green Bay.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come on. Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And look, Denver has, we can quibble about who they played, this, that, the other. They won a lot of football games, and Sean Payton's been there a while now, and they're a dominant fourth quarter team. And the quarterback gets better as the game goes on. And they're going to have a real home field advantage here, it looks like.
Bo Nix deserves a ton of credit for sure. But that defense slammed the door shut in the fourth quarter. Holding the Packers in the red zone on that first drive in the fourth quarter. Then interception, turnover on downs. And then it was kind of interesting that Sean Payton opted to go for it.
Yeah.
On that, and they didn't get it. And then boom, four and out. Like, that defense slammed the door shut.
Let's go and finish off with the 1 o'clock window. The Bills were down 21-0, came back to beat the Patriots 35-31. Mike Vrabel talks about the officiating after the game.
It is a difficult job. Mm-hmm. They do have a difficult job. The consistency, sometimes I struggle with it. Whether, you know, I'll say this. The Bills lead the NFL in offensive holding. And I'll leave it at that.
Right.
And that would be hard for me to understand how the team that is coming into the game leading, and that's how they play, didn't have one yesterday. Okay.
Right.
So that's hard for me to understand.
So that was this morning. You blew a 21-0 lead at home.
Yeah.
Now, don't give me officiating.
Sounds a little bit like excuse making.
Yes. Are the Bills going to win this division now? Or are the Patriots still? You look... After the Bills win, the Bills are 10-4. The Patriots are 11-3. It's interesting now.
It's interesting. I didn't think the Bills were going to get swept. I thought you'd see the best of them. And second half, Josh Allen was pretty much an unstoppable force. Drake May in the first half was arguably the best football player on the field. And that thing swung. And once the Bills started turning that tide... Again, it's that whole experience thing. It matters. You could almost feel New England cratering. And then now it's like Drake May's like, well, I got to score 6 points in 30 seconds. Like, I got to outdo Josh. And and then it's three and out, and then they score again, and now it's like I'm trying to hit the six-run home run. And that's not really what they are. Henderson gave them some real jolts, some unbelievable explosives.
Yes.
And May ran the ball for like 45 yards in the first half. And that's really what was going on. And the Bills, we know, they don't stop the run very well. And if you get it going on them, it could be a problem. And they got away from that, and they got a little antsy. And it's going to happen. This is all new terrain for Drake May. Sweeping the Bills was going to be a tough call. This could be the door. This could be the year for the Bills. I don't know. I still think they have too many flaws, but this could be the year for the Bills.
What's interesting to the Patriots in terms of just the AFC East, the Ravens game's irrelevant for them. So they could lose Sunday. If they win their remaining games against the Dolphins and Jets, they win the division.
Yeah.
Because right now the Bills have two losses in the division. The Patriots only have one. So in terms of the East, this Ravens game really doesn't mean anything.
I think for the psyche, though,
you don't want the back-to-back
who have you
losses.
Beat?
Totally. I'm just saying in terms of the division. But yes, you're 100% right, because they lose Sunday night. Then
and I think Vrabel can sense that, and you can hear some of that
in
that clip that Beltway Ben isolated.
Yes.
Like,
bitching about
that didn't sound like Big Bad Vrabel.
No. Coming up next, Big Bad Terps. At least they were in the first half against Michigan, and then some stuff happened, and Michigan became Michigan again in the second half. We'll recap an interesting game in College Park Saturday night next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.